Time to catch up with David Reneke. Now, David runs davidreneke.com, and he's a really good bloke, and he knows everything about the sky, but he's joining us right now. David, hello.
Oh, after that intro, this better be good.
Yeah, it is good, mate. I want you to tell us about what China is doing to build the massive spacecraft. Now, you're saying this is no ordinary spacecraft. It's miles, kilometres in length. So this is like those starships we see in those movies, mate, where they literally cover half the sky.
Yeah, very much so. This is an amazing story. You know, China at the moment, we've got to understand one thing. China are moving ahead in leaps and bounds, you know, in space. They're actually more or less become a leader in a lot of ways in the technological side of it. They've got a rover on the other side of the moon. They want to go to Mars. They want a moon base. And what they're doing now, they've made a statement where they want to build a giant space platform out there. They're calling it a space station, but it's more like a space city.
Charity and space. How do they go together?
Oh, you're talking about the beer?
Yes, talking about SpaceX's mission with the Inspiration 4. So there's a mission they want to auction for charity. Is that to make it happen, is it?
Yeah, we've got a world full of billionaires, and I don't know where they come from, but they're certainly popping up all over the place. This is a latest entrepreneur by the name of Jared Isaacman. And what he wants a brewery to make beer for him.
Okay.
Hops.
Wouldn't we all?
Oh, don't we all? He's got hops there that he wants to take into space. And he wants to take them there because there's good evidence to assume that the flavour, that the bitterness, the aroma could change.
Ah.
And the reason I say that is because the Chinese, for many, many years, have been growing seeds or re-germinating seeds that have been flown aboard the space station up there. And when they come back, you know, when they plant these seeds again, for some reason nobody really knows, they're getting better, more nutritious crops, bigger, more vibrant colours in them, and much better crops than the test samples left behind. So the feeling with this is that maybe when the hops have been up there for a little while and brought back here, if they could be made into beer, he's got himself a good little fundraiser. Now, he's not making this for any profit. He's not doing it for profit.
Right.
He's doing it for the Children's Research Hospital in Tennessee, St. Jude's, and he's got some connection with that. So much so that he's hired SpaceX to launch these, and he's going to do it in 2 weeks' time. Now, four seats, him and a partner will be in there, and he's also given two away. One has been donated to a physician assistant at the hospital. Didn't roll off the tongue very well. And a childhood survivor at the hospital of bone cancer. So they're going to launch this up for a few days. They're going to be floating around in orbit around the Earth there with his 32 kilos of hops. And when he brings them back here, he wants someone to make into a beer.
Everyone needs an angle, David. Look, Daryl Lee are doing licorice beer for Father's Day, so why wouldn't, you know, this guy want to do something similar? I mean, it's a great, you know,
I wouldn't mind having a sip, though.
Gimmicks like this get people interested, and I think the charity angle is the perfect way to do it. So good on Jared Isaacman for doing that. I'm loving it.
Yeah, little fundraiser.
Now, tell me about WA have built their own spacecraft ready for, it's almost ready for launch, is it?
Already launched it, yeah. They launched it yesterday. It's a good story. It shows that Australia now is really in the space business. This was put together by Phil Bland, a friend of ours from Curtin University in Western Australia. The staff and the students got together, and they put together what's called a CubeSat. Now, CubeSats are not new. They're fairly easy to get. They're not expensive, and they're only about the size of a tissue box. So you buy one of these, and you get it launched from somebody like SpaceX, and this is what they've done. Bit of technology in there. It's a test to see if we can build our own satellites and launch them successfully and then monitor them. So this is up there now. It launched quite well from Cape Canaveral. When it launched there were other people's CubeSats in the nose cone as well.
Okay. So there was a whole ton of them, right?
It's up there, and they're going to put it into orbit about 400K above the Earth. What it's going to do is to transmit back information, but more than that, they're going to use it to try and track and map more accurately the coastline of Australia. So it's got a real reason for being there, but it shows you that we can now offer that service. And once we find somewhere in Australia where we can have a launch facility, well, we'll join the international community because there's a lot of money tied up in that for jobs in the future for Australians and also you know, a return back to the economy.
There's plenty of places to launch.
Big deal.
WA's got plenty of places to launch. The middle of Australia does. I mean, even outback Queensland has got places.
Yeah, well, you have,
You know,
much like South Australia's Woomera out there.
Yeah, I think every state should have a contribution to the space program, because I think that's where the future's going, David. I think that's where there's potential to make so much money. We haven't even looked at it enough yet. There's businesses that need to get in on this. Anyway.
Well, somebody said once that the world's first trillionaires are being born now. Mm. And these are the people who will go, when they get older, are they going to make their money in low Earth orbit?
I love it. Now, David, you're a stargazer, have been for a long time. Now, people who have Android devices like me want to know how it's easier to look at the sky in real time, and you've got an answer for those people.
Yeah, it's a new one. It's a new app that I kind of like. Hardest thing for anyone to go out there with a telescope is, what the heck do I look at and how do I find it? Well, we know how to do that because we're used to it, but I can understand how people can get confused. But this is a new one. It's called Sky Tonight. Just two words, Sky Tonight. Put together by the Starwalk people. I like it because it's got a lot of features in there that, you know, are really, really beneficial. It's got a real-time sky map. You point your phone up and it'll show you what you're looking at on the screen without... almost accurate, very, very pinpoint. And the planets come up nice too. You can see them. You've got a navigation bar at the bottom. You can do that and work that with one hand real easily while you're moving your telescope around. It's got a good search facility, an astronomy calendar there that'll give you all the upcoming events, and a whole bunch of other stuff there. Worth looking at, but like everything else, yes, it does have one flaw, and that is the fact that the free version pops up this annoying damn little ad from time to time.
Okay, right in the middle of things.
Yeah, but there is a paid version. I suggest people have a look at it. It might be for you. I still like the two that we have. Star Chart and Skyview are the two that I use. But this is a new one on the scene, a new player, and it's getting a lot of people downloading it.
Have a look at it. DavidRenke.com has the details, DavidRenke.com. David, till next week, my friend.